been a long time since I did a show or interviewed someone, and I've kind of just let it slide. It's not like, you know, whatever. I do it mostly because of fun, and I wanted to learn things and share them, and I've just been busy, and finally my friend Joy out of Pennsylvania, Joy Regina Melchizedek, contacted me and said, TJ, would you like to start doing these again maybe once a month? And I said, yeah. We have an idea of what we want to talk about, so next week I'm going to interview her, and I'm excited to do that. I've been very busy. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of things I want to talk about. I had an epiphany, if you want to call it that. It's amazing how if you just allow love in, it can take over. And I think not every time, maybe, but often can really change the way things are. And I'm talking about in the work dynamic. In the past, I mentioned that I work with a guy who's autistic, and he's a good soul. He really is. And he's a challenge. Bless his heart. Now, I don't know if everything, you know, a lot of times he'll use it as an excuse because he gets angry. And I understand there are people that are autistic that do get angry. And so maybe it's just a part of, but sometimes a simple reaction to something right away, he'll get angry. And it makes it difficult for me when I show him an email that somebody wants to, you know, get something done, and they go through me and they kind of go to him, that we have to change something. And he assists me when it comes to sports at the radio station. And he's great when everything is working fine. But the minute it's not, then he can fly off the handle a little bit. And he doesn't really fly off the handle. He can just gets quiet and he makes a comment. Well, they're trying to do this to me. Like it's almost paranoia. And I can be totally understanding of all of that. I guess the question I have is, do I want to continue to work with that moving forward? And I was getting to the point, and I know he doesn't listen, and I love him dearly, but he was getting to the point where I was thinking, maybe I should seek to get someone else. And I'd been thinking that for a while. Because most recently we had an incident. It's not a major thing by any means, but you know, you got to work closely with someone. It makes it very uncomfortable. So we had an email from our news director asking, we run sports in different studios, and we run it in the studio that he works out of. And sometimes he might need to use that studio because he might have to be here later in the day, and we run games usually at night. So he had an email asking if it was okay to run games out of a different studio, which is not hard. We can do it. It's just something that's easier to do in this main studio. People are used to it, but we can do it in other studios. And so I didn't think his request was unreasonable. Furthermore, what other choice did he have? So we were willing, we have to be willing to move if somebody really needs to use that. So I showed the email to my coworker slash friend, if you will, my assistant. And the first thing he said was, he's trying to throw me under the bus. And I looked at him, I said, no, he's not. He was just asking a question if we could work with them. Well, I don't know, he's trying. And then he got silent and he wouldn't say anything. I said, don't worry, this is not a big deal. This is really not a big deal. I said, is everything okay? And he refused to answer, and he just walked out the door. And I thought, oh, what the heck is going on? And is this going to be an issue? And is his temper going to get in the way? And is he even going to, beyond that, is he going to do something more? You know, these things go through your head. And so all week long, and this happened earlier in the week, I'm thinking, well, maybe I need to replace him. And I don't want to, because I know it'll be devastating, but maybe he can't handle some of the things that come down the pike. And this is not the first time. So after that day, I was thinking about it, and I was pretty well set that I was going to talk to the general manager. and not fire him completely, but remove him from the responsibilities of being my assistant and just go back to being what we call a board operator, somebody that would just push the control buttons and there wouldn't be any kind of stress. And then we got closer to the date. We had scheduled a meeting to meet about something else prior to that. And as we got closer to that date, it's just like I had this epiphany. And I don't know if it would be the Christ consciousness, the God self, whatever. Something came over me. I think it was the Christ consciousness, because I've been thinking about that a lot. And all I had was love. And I thought, you know, I can solve this with love. I didn't know what I was going to do. So the day before the meeting, which was just the other day, this started to come to me. And when I woke up Thursday morning, I felt completely different. And when we sat down and started talking, he walked in, and normally we joke around a little bit, but he could see that I was not doing that. And I asked him how he was doing. He said, okay. And I said, are you over what happened the other day? And he goes, well, you know, but I said, I know you felt that, but do you really think that was going on? And I said it very calmly, and I said it, I could feel my heart filling up with love. And what a great moment. And the reason I'm sharing that is because of that. My eyes started to well up a little bit. And the more we talked, and I asked him, tell me whatever you're comfortable telling me. Why do you act like this? He goes, well, I think it's my autism. I said, yeah, I understand that. He goes, well, also growing up, you know, my stepfather, he would yell at me when I did things, so I'm afraid to do things wrong, so I try to make sure. And I say, I know. But I said, you saw this email, and there was nobody attacking you. Well, I guess so. I said, don't you feel a little foolish for getting worked up over it? And he said, well, again, I said, what else may have caused you to feel that you have to do this? And his response was that he also, from his stepdad, would get yelled at if he messed things up. And I thought about my own self going through all those things, not just so much with my father, but other authorities, school authorities, and others around me who influenced me. And you were always afraid as a kid to screw up, you know, because it's like, well, they're going to come after me. So I remember that fear quite well. And it really holds us back, because we're afraid, if you grow up with that, then you're afraid to believe in yourself or to not. You know, we all need to be accountable, and we also should be respectful, I believe, but we shouldn't be fearful of anything. So the way it used to be taught years ago, and apparently still now, is not healthy at all. But once we got the stepdad, and not blaming the stepdad, I don't mean to drag anybody into this, but he probably learned it from someone else. So we have a cycle that gets repeated. And so I told him, I said, have I ever treated you poorly? And he said, no. I said, have I always tried to have your back unless you were doing something you shouldn't be doing? He goes, yes. And I said, if this email was in any way inappropriate, I would have been all over it. And you know that. He goes, yes. And so I think we both reconnected, and I really feel good moving forward with him. It's funny how a little talk can do that. And I planned on having a talk before I was going to make any kind of decision. My original talk was going to be more like, listen, if you keep doing this, I'm going to have to find someone else. I didn't have to go there because I went another route first. Now, other things may crop up down the road, but what a great, you know, they always say how people come in your life to teach you things. I can definitely see what this fella is doing. And how he taught me something, and maybe he's gaining some things from me as well. Maybe other people haven't given him the time of day. Maybe other people haven't treated him with respect. You know, it's unfortunate. But that's what we're here to do. I think all of us, in some way or another, have the ability, if we see it and want to be part of it. And the universe seems like they just keep testing me, keep sending things to me. And I look at it like, okay, I got this one right. And then before too long, here comes another one. You know, and did I fail it? Maybe. I'm certainly not as elevated as I'd like to think I am sometimes, or as I would like to be. But, you know, if you say that out loud, then you keep yourself restricted. So you got to keep, I think you got to choose your words wisely. And I believe I'm a very enlightened soul, as I believe everyone is, and I have moments. And hopefully I continue to work to fewer and fewer and fewer of those, if that's my goal, which it is, to become as much of a loving being. And love is not weak. And again, I reiterate, it is not weak. It is so strong. The feeling that was in the room in that moment was powerful. And I had his total attention. And he totally was respecting me. And he totally will do, I'm sure, what I asked him to do. And maybe now in a different light. And it's a great relief to know that people aren't going to jump down your neck. We're seeing this in our society right now. A lot of people don't want to go back to work, or they're switching jobs. And part of it is because they're tired of the way companies have treated us. It's almost like a revolution. And some people are saying, but we need these people. Well, and they're not making enough money. And so, you know, companies are offering more. And this is part of the great change, in my opinion, going on in the planet, on the planet. There's many things going on. You know, we're seeing, I think, the truth come out. If you know what to look for, it's coming out. Just a matter of time. We are so torn right now, and this is another thing. I've been avoiding talking about these things because I don't want to create division. But at the same time, I want to try to just drop a little of what I think is the truth, and I could be totally wrong. So use your own discretion. Trust your own inner guidance. But for me, it's an obvious truth of what's been going on since the beginning of COVID. And I've stated it before that this was deliberately released, I felt. And there were purposes that it would serve, including raising the debt of every nation, which it's already doing. It would kill off a fair amount of people, which it's done, although I think the numbers are altered. It would also create a state of fear, which feeds, who does that feed? And so that's always what they want. And then secondly, I think also, not secondly, but also, they would be able to pump us full of things that may not be so good for us. And either they want to be us to be dependent on them, or they're trying to kill us. So I've done my homework on some of this, and I've listened to as many different doctors, and some of them personally, directly, or some of them through sources that I trust. There's appears to be quite a few bad reactions to these vaccines. And just in the people I've talked to, I've heard some really bad. I'm not trying to frighten everybody. If you're okay and you got the vaccine, good. Some of you might think I'm a bad person for not getting vaccinated. That's up to you. I guess you can judge by, I don't care if you judge. You can judge by what you've heard. If you think that, I'm being honest. And it seems like the people that chose not to get vaccinated, they're labeled the anti-vaxxers. And I'm not big on labels because I just think it puts everybody in one category. But if we just all talk to each other, I know people that have gotten the vaccine. I know people who didn't. The people that didn't aren't against vaccines. They're not Trumpers, if they want to call them that term. They're people that saw something in their own family a lot of times, like a reaction, and they got a little leery. and they should. We should always be careful of what we put in our body. And then on the other side of it, I've seen doctors talk about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and they seem to have had very good results, and yet the media ignores them. Matter of fact, with hydroxychloroquine, when that came out, as many doctors were stating that they cured people and there was nobody dying or very few people. And of course, it's a drug, so I would prefer a natural thing over a drug. But if this is a lesser, then I would consider that a better route to go than a vaccine that really has been rushed through. So there was an article apparently that came out in a medical journal called The Lancet that said hydroxy could cause heart issues. And right away, they stopped allowing doctors to get this. And it was like they deliberately shut it off. And then the article was challenged and they removed it. But they never said that it was inaccurate, but it was. There was no basis to support this. So everybody was left with the impression, or at least a lot of people, that hydroxy was not good. And doctors had trouble getting it from their pharmacists. And I saw stories of where they had a lie to get it. They were willing to do that because they knew at the time. This was before the vaccines became prevalent. And then as far as ivermectin, there's a couple of fairly well-known people that have talked about using that, but one is Joe Rogan, and I don't really follow his podcast, but I know a lot of people do. And he seems pretty open-minded and pretty much of a straight shooter. But he talked about using ivermectin when he got COVID. And there was a doctor on CNN, Sanjay Gupta, who said, that's horse dewormer or something, horse medicine of some kind. And Rogan invited Gupta on his show and said, here's my pills. I got these from a doctor. They're not horse dewormer. And Gupta agreed. He said, yeah, you're right. He goes, well, why did you say that? He goes, we shouldn't have done that. And so Gupta left, went back to CNN, and didn't change or retract what he said. And why are they doing this? Is it egos that are blown out of control? There seems to be another agenda. And I think if these two drugs, and they may not be effective, maybe it's just propaganda, maybe I'm listening to the wrong sources, but if these two drugs can save lives, why didn't we use them? It's almost like they don't want you to. The only thing you can use is the vaccine. But I've heard a lot of people, nope, don't believe that stuff, it's safe. Blindly believe it's safe. Well, what if it's not? I mean, maybe it is. A lot of people I know haven't had a problem. And then there have been some people, like a person I work with at the station, his heart, he started having heart problems, arrhythmia. Another person told me that their brother got blood clots right after it. A friend of mine, shortly after it, got appendicitis. I mean, is it all connected? I can't say for sure, but it's just kind of odd. And I've heard stories, quite a few. And then I've read things. There was a radio station out of Detroit that posted on their Facebook site they wanted to know if people wanted to share their stories about unvaccinated people who may have died from COVID, which to me was a bit much because that's a personal thing. And you're kind of like all media, not all, but You're trying to gain people to watch or listen or pay attention through emotional things. And I don't like that. It's almost to me like you're using them. And maybe I'm wrong on the intentions of this station. I didn't name their name. But what turned out is they got some responses. They got a bigger amount of responses on this Facebook page from people that said, some people start speaking up and say, well, I don't know about anybody dying of COVID, but I know people that got sick or died from getting the vaccine. And this opened the door for more people to come on board and say things. Now, maybe this maybe this is not accurate. Maybe somebody was pulling a hoax. I guess it was hundreds or more people. I looked at it briefly, and I, like everything, I don't automatically believe it. I just put it away in the back of my mind. Then there's a thing called VAERS, where people report their vaccine injuries, and supposedly that's a pretty high number that have had that. I don't know. All I go by is what I've heard from people directly. And what I've heard directly certainly concerns me. People that have gotten very sick after the vaccine, or someone that's very close to me got a big lump in their arm after that. I mean, that could be just a mild side effect of some sort. And then others have developed something much more serious. And then there was been some that supposedly in the community have died. And maybe it was from something else. You know, I don't know for sure. So I got COVID just before Thanksgiving. And I haven't been vaccinated, and my wife hasn't. And we both were not anti-vaxxers running around with our sign, you know. I'm just leery about it after what I've learned about the connection between autism and vaccines, something I've looked at for many, many years and talked to people about, but I've looked into it, and it could be false, but what's wrong with questioning because the health of our nation is at hand? Well, I keep my distance. I wear a mask if I need to. I'm not against all those things. I'll follow that. But let me make a decision on my own body, because I believe that vaccines can be, there's something in them, not so much the vaccine, but whatever stored or used to store them, or who knows, that seems to have caused a huge rise in autism, maybe even it's connected to attention deficit, and who knows how many other things. So Sunday, before Thanksgiving, I started feeling a little kind of drawn out. And then I started getting the chills, and so maybe I had a fever a little bit. It wasn't bad. And I also had some pain in my body, and I had, what was the other symptom? I don't know if I was sneezing a little bit or a little congested, but eventually, after a few days, I realized this isn't a cold or a flu. This is something more. So on Thanksgiving Day, I said, I'm not going to go visit family. Now, my wife has not gotten sick at all, and she's been around me. So I was like, how did she avoid this if this is so contagious? So years ago, I interviewed Dr. Cass Ingram, and you can listen to those interviews if you want. And I didn't know if he was a charlatan or if he was for real. And he sent me a bottle of oil of oregano. And I remember him telling me at one point that oil of oregano, they used it, they tested it on the SARS-2 COVID virus, which was the one before this one. And he said that we killed it dead, because this stuff kills viruses. And so, you know, at first I didn't believe him, but then he sent me a bottle, didn't have to do that. Sat in my cupboard, and before I know, he sent me a book too, The Cures in the Cupboard. And so eventually, and that was free. He gave it to me for nothing. So if he was trying to mislead me, and then I would not talk to him for a year or whatever. So it's not like he was trying to, I didn't feel like he was trying to manipulate me. And after we tried it one time when Sandy wasn't feeling quite as well, it worked, seemed like it worked. And then I discovered that with colds, it really works well. And then by mistake, I ordered Oregamax as opposed to oil of oregano. And he had told me, but of course I didn't listen, that you need both. Sometimes you need both. Sometimes a little bit of oil of oregano will kill a cold. But this, the pill form of Oregamax goes in your body and digests and gets in your body. And so by mistake, I ordered Oregamax, and Sandy started taking it, and she took it last, God, for over a year now. And she noticed some changes. One of the changes was she had this bump on the back of her head, which seemed like a lump, and I was concerned, but it was probably like an ingrown hair follicle. She's had that before, and we were about to go get it looked at. And after she took a Regamax, within a short period of time, this thing softened and eventually broke open and just drained, and it was done. So that was pretty remarkable. And I said, what did you do differently? She goes, I think it's the Regamax. I said, wow. So she kept taking it. I don't take it very much. I figured that's for her. It's not that expensive, so I could take it as well. But I'm taking several different things, and I think, well, I'm pretty healthy. So when after the fourth day of having COVID on Thanksgiving Day and not going to see anyone, I thought, you know, she takes the Regamax. Maybe that's why she doesn't get COVID. I thought, what does it hurt? I'm going to take a few pills. I know it's going to pass through me. It's not going to, it's not going to build up and be toxic. I'm not saying that this is for a cure for anything. Use your own discretion, because you can't promise anything. And everybody, you know, whether they live or die, it's their choice, I truly believe. So even if you have a natural healer, Jesus shows up on your doorstep, he may not be able to heal you if you have a choice to leave. I really believe that. We have choices on everything. So I took three of these pills, this Regamax, while Sandy was gone visiting her family, and I didn't go with her. Okay, it didn't seem like it did anything much right away, but I went to bed early thinking, well, I don't know how I'm going to feel the next day. And I woke up the next day, and I jumped out of bed like I normally do, which I hadn't been doing for 4 days. And it's like, wow, my energy's back, and I'm not chilled and freezing. You know, the one thing I noticed, too, that I thought for sure this is why it's COVID, I lost my taste, and I've never... You know how you kind of get it gets dulled when you've got a full flu? I lost my taste, and now I have it. It's coming back. But I felt 75% better, and I took it for 2 more days, and I felt 100% better. And people I know that have had COVID, it takes about 2 weeks to get out of your system, if not longer. And I know people months later that still don't even have their taste back. Isn't that weird? That's why I think it's a laboratory illness. And Dr. Ingram said that that's what those things do. They hang in your body and they're hard to get rid of. Whether or not it was released deliberately, well, you probably know what I think on that. I don't mean to scare anyone, and I don't mean to divide. I'm just sharing my experience with what I believe was COVID and what turned it around for me. And I got to believe there's probably a lot of things out there that we could take if you don't want to go the route of the vaccine. And if you do, then that's your choice. And I respect that. And I would never hold that against anybody, nor would I get upset about it. I only hope that you look at this, what I've talked about. It's your choice, but I don't wish to... If you don't like me for this or respect me, that's okay. Doesn't matter to me. I just don't want more anger, hatred. There's just way too much of that. And as far as I'm concerned, it's deliberate. So next week, we're going to talk to Joy, and we're going to get on this road to doing that on a regular basis. And we really, the focus one of next week is going to be about freedom and turning our attention towards that. Right now, there's a lot of things you can turn your attention towards that will be put you in a bad mood and affect your health and your energy. So my belief is that whatever we focus on, we get more of. And if we want a better world, what do we need to focus on? That's the key. If more of us, and not like we're telling you what to do or suggesting and you have to use your own discretion, but if you get the message, you go, huh. Because that's so true for me. What I focused on in my life, I definitely got more of. And so what I think is, I've been having a feeling this way for a long time, and apparently Joy has, that maybe if we can shift our focus towards what we want. And how do we know what we want? Well, Maybe we'll kind of paint that picture. I don't know 100%, but Joy is pretty gifted. So we have this vision of what we think is the earth is going to become, and maybe we can hold that. And that's up to you. You don't have to listen, and you're more than welcome to even say, I don't like this. That's fine. I send nothing but love. That's what turns everything around.